KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 48 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 77. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Perenz of Stifel Investments. In area news, a man and woman from Cass County were arrested last night in Adams County. Sheriff's officials say 22-year-old Devin Leroy Means and 19-year-old Kaylee Danette Long, both of Griswold, were arrested near Lenox a little after 8:15 p.m. after authorities were notified that a car at 240th and Sycamore Avenue had its windows broken out and dents all over the vehicle. Boot prints on the roof of the car matched the soles of the boots worn by Means. He and Long were taken into custody for criminal mischief in the first degree. Their bonds were set at $10,000. Two people from Atlantic were arrested on assault charges Thursday. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said 32-year-old Laura Lynn Madden was arrested on a Cass County warrant for assault causing bodily injury. Later the same day, 39-year-old Adrian Dwayne Hansen turned himself in on a Cass County warrant for the same charge. Madden and Hansen were booked into the Cass County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond each. Police in Creston report the arrest early this morning of 37-year-old Justin James Seeley of Creston. Seeley was taken into custody at around 1:45 a.m. on a charge of theft in the third degree. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that a Southwest Iowa man had been arrested Tuesday night on a warrant issued out of North Carolina. 45-year-old David Lanier Morgan of Red Oak was arrested following a traffic stop on Highway 34 for being a fugitive from justice. Morgan was being held in the Mills County Jail on $5,000 bond. Officials said also an Omaha man, 50-year-old Michael Anthony Welch, was arrested at around 4 a.m. Thursday for theft in the fifth degree, providing false identification information, and driving under suspension. Welch's bond was set at $900. And two people were arrested Wednesday in Mills County. 41-year-old John Allen Ahrens of Pacific Junction was arrested for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. And 49-year-old Carl David Galvin Jr. of Glenwood was arrested for disorderly conduct. His bond was set at $300. An ongoing investigation in Page County into an alleged assault has resulted in an arrest. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says 59-year-old William Eddie Fiddler of rural Clarinda was arrested for assault at around 5 p.m. Wednesday. Fiddler posted $300 bond and was released pending further court proceedings. His arrest stemmed from an investigation about persons not stopping at a stop sign in the unincorporated village of Hollyville. Hollyville is located north and east of Clarinda in Page County. During the investigation, it was determined that Fiddler confronted and allegedly assaulted a person whom Fiddler claimed had committed a traffic violation. The investigation continues into persons allegedly committing traffic violations at a stop sign in Hollyville. Palmer said also that around 4 p.m. Wednesday, 27-year-old Joseph Cody Foster of Newmarket turned himself into the Page County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for assault. Foster posted a $300 bond and was released pending further court proceedings. A grant from the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation is providing the 8 fire and rescue departments in Cass County with supplemental grain bin rescue tools. Stacy Eukin, president of the Cass County Farm Bureau, says the County Farm Bureau Board applied for the grant from the IFBF to purchase grain bin augers and drills to run the augers to aid in the rescue of persons trapped in grain bins.
We were awarded the money that we had requested, and we wanted to use that within our county to support our local fire departments. Obviously, grain bin safety is really important to farmers, and it's something that we all are very cautious about. However, unfortunately, accidents do happen, and we wanted to make sure our local fire departments were equipped with the right rescue equipment.
All the fire departments in Cass County are already equipped with lightweight grain bin rescue tubes constructed to fit around the victim trapped in the grain. The tubes are designed to stop the flow of grain toward the victim while at the same time relieving the pressure grain may place on the victim by rescuers attempting to save them. The rescue auger is designed to quickly remove grain from around the victim while they are in the rescue tube. It's powered by a 1/2-inch cordless drill.
Hopefully they never have to use it, but just in case, it's a nice safety net knowing that they have that available to them.
A normal grain bin rescue would take about 3.5 hours without the auger. In December of 2015, you may recall a 39-year-old Creston man died in a grain bin west of Murray. Iowa is one of two states with the highest number of documented grain entrapment incidents, according to a 2013 report by Purdue University in Indiana, which is the other state with the highest number of incidents. There were 4 grain entrapment incidents in Iowa last year. A nearly $9,000 IFBF grant will pay for the augers and drills which are being provided by Capital's Ace Hardware in Atlantic and the Anita Supply Company. Fire Department representatives will receive their rescue auger and drills during a ceremony Monday evening at the Iowa Farm Bureau office in Atlantic. In the funeral announcements, Cole Finley, age 63, of Panama, died April the 8th at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Cole Finley will be today at 3 o'clock at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Bill Retz, age 87, of Atlantic, died Monday. Celebration of life services for Bill Retz will be today at from 4:30 until 7:30 at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Edward C. Nelson, age 92, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Edward Nelson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Robert Needham, age 57, who's formerly of the Oakland area, died Wednesday at Specialty Care in Omaha. Graveside services for Robert Needham will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Fairview Cemetery, west of Oakland. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Gary Ely, age 73, of Griswold, died February 28th. A memorial gathering for Gary Ely will be tomorrow from 10:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Connie Kluver, age 76, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Monday in New York City. Graveside services for Connie Kluver will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. J.R. Betts, age 87, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Memorial services for J.R. Betts will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. James Buzz Cavanaugh, Jr., age 74, of Hamlin, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. A Celebration of Life memorial gathering for James Buzz Cavanaugh, Jr. will be held Sunday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Agra Hall on the Audubon County Fairgrounds. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Marge Porter, age 93, of Greenfield, died March 30th at Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Celebration of Life services for Marge Porter will be held May the 7th at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lila Benkin, age 72, of Messina, died Thursday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Lila Benkin are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Ethel Eukin, age 86, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Services for Ethel Eukin are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.